91X News.
It's 3 degrees and cloudy at 3 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Clement. The number of young people getting full-time or permanent jobs has fallen substantially over the last 4 decades, according to a new report released by Statistics Canada Monday. It's a trend that can be seen by many Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development countries. The report also said that the jobless rate among young people between 15 and 24 has pretty much stayed the same in that time period. It was 13.2% last year, compared to 12.4% in 1976. QNET News is looking to speak with the Career Center at Loyalist College and the employment centers in both Belleville and Trenton. The sisters of a man killed in a brazen shootout at an East Toronto block party 4 years ago says it's a relief that the person who started the gunfire now faces life behind bars. But Jenilyn Yasse, whose brother Joshua was one of the two people killed in the shooting, says that nothing can make up for the loss of her family, that her family will suffer forever.
He was taken away from his family and his loved ones. Our only brother, my sister and I's only brother, was taken away from us. And that day will never be replaced, and we'll have to live with that for the rest of our lives.
Folorunso Owusu was 17 years old at the time of the shooting, but was sentenced as an adult. The now 21-year-old will be eligible for parole in 7 years. 10,000 Villages is a nonprofit organization that has been running since 1946. Earlier this week, they attended Loyalist College, giving students and faculty the chance to buy unique gifts, give back to the developing countries, and learn about the North American's oldest fair trade organization. Manager Derek Cunningham provides insights into fair trade as a whole.
Basically, fair trade works with artisans in developing countries and pays them a fair wage for their labor. There's no sweatshop labor, there's no child labor involved. All this is monitored by the World Fair Trade Organization that gives the certification.
10,000 Villages actively works with developing countries in order to provide a better lifestyle by selling homemade products all over Canada and the United States. What better way to be jolly than to decorate a mini Christmas tree? That's what Loyalist College students did on Universal Break Wednesday afternoon. Sydney Nattel, a nursing student, says doing something like this is a good way to unwind in the midst of a busy time at school.
I don't know, it was a lot of fun. It's kind of nice. It's exam time, right? So it's a good way to get rid of some stress and just to do something with your girlfriends. And Christmas is awesome, so we love decorating.
Nattel says she and her family have lots of traditions during Christmas, such as lighting Advent candles, singing, and having a big dinner. Which brings us to our next story. With Christmas coming up, residents of Belleville will be seeing a lot of holiday decorations popping up around town. But journalists at QNET News are wondering what is in store for members of the community who celebrate different holidays and traditions in the winter season, such as Kwanzaa and Hanukkah. With Christmas decorations appearing in common areas around Loyalist College, such as the library and dining hall, QNET News journalists Katie Perry and Casey Horn will be looking into what is being done for those students here at Loyalist that come from different cultures and diversities. That's QNET News on 91X, on to sports. A local curler is heading to the Provincial Curling Championships in the new year. Her name is Kayla McMillan. And she is part of the under 21 competition, which is being held in Russell, Ontario, near Ottawa. McMillan is on the team Brandwood, which is being led by Chelsea Brandwood from Kitchener, Ontario. McMillan and her team scored their victory in the B final on the qualifying round over a team from St. Catharines. The Winnipeg Jets led 3-1 over Detroit Red Wings after the first period, and Detroit scored a pair of goals in the second before the teams played a scoreless third. After a 3-on-3 overtime period, the teams went to a shootout, and Henrik Zetterberg scored the winner to give his team 4-3 victory over Winnipeg. Jets forward Blake Wheeler tried to explain why they couldn't produce a win after the fine road trip.
I think overall we just kind of lost our quickness as the game went on. And they kind of stole the momentum there at the end of the second. And, third period kind of just felt like we were, just trying to fight to get into overtime, and when your game kind of turns into that, sometimes it's good to salvage as many points as you can.
Send us your team or league scores by emailing us at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, it's currently 3 degrees and cloudy with a low of minus 1 tonight. Tomorrow, 0 degrees and mainly cloudy with temperatures dropping in the evening to minus 6 with a chance of flurries. At 3:05, it's 3 degrees. QNET News on the air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Jessica Clement. News on 91X next at 4 o'clock.